Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. While the sun has been out, the rain has been falling, the temperatures have been nice and moderate, and the weeds are loving all of it. What do we do when we can't wait to get back outdoors, enjoy our yards, enjoy our gardens, and we just can't seem to keep the weeds away? This week's Yard and Garden column from the ISU Extension Horticulture Specialists talks a little bit about ways we can maybe manage some of those weeds before they get unmanageable later in the gardening season. Specifically, if you have asparagus and berries starting to come up and get ripe and ready for the picking, but you also have those pesky weeds growing right alongside, what can you be doing? Weeds can certainly become a serious problem in many plantings, including asparagus. Unfortunately, for all of the calls that we get at the Extension office regarding how to treat those pesky weeds, cultivation and hand pulling are still the most practical weed control for home gardeners. Hoeing and hand pulling should be done on a regular basis through the spring and into early summer. If you're going to cultivate with a tool, use a very light hand to avoid damaging any emerging asparagus spears. The application of 4 to 6 inches of straw in summer is also effective in controlling weeds once you've knocked down those early emergers in the spring. Herbicides, unfortunately, are not a good weed control option for food gardeners, as few herbicides are available for use in the home garden. Products containing the pre-emergent herbicide trifluralin can be applied in early spring before asparagus spears begin to emerge, although if you have an asparagus patch right now, I'm guessing it looks much like mine, and you may already have taken the first cutting off of that. So a little late there, but something to consider for next year. Products containing glyphosate can be used on difficult-to-control perennial weeds, and for those you would want to spot treat the weed-infested areas in early spring, again, before the asparagus spears begin to emerge or immediately after the last harvest when all asparagus spears have been cut off just below ground level. Do not allow the Roundup to get on any of the asparagus spears or ferns as serious injury or dieback of the asparagus plant could occur in this case. If you have raspberries or strawberries, the story sounds much similar. Again, your most effective method is to get in there and cultivate, hand weed and mulch early in the spring, get those weeds on the run, and then lay down a good layer of mulch. Cultivate your raspberry plantings frequently during spring and summer months. Small weed seedlings are very easily destroyed, especially those who are going to put down those deep tap roots later in summer but haven't gotten those down yet. Large weeds, obviously later in the season, much more difficult to control. To prevent injury to the raspberry plant roots specifically, don't cultivate deeper than 2 to 3 inches into the soil, or you will start to take out some of the main leader roots for the raspberry plants. Possible mulching materials, once you've gone through it well with a cultivating tool or hand weeding, include straw, crushed corn cobs, chopped corn stalks, sawdust, wood chips, dried grass clippings, and shredded leaves, all great options for mulch in raspberries. The depth of mulch needed may depend on the material used, however. Optimum depth ranges from 3 to 5 inches for fine materials such as sawdust to 8 to 10 inches deep for straw, especially if you have very well-drained soils that will allow moisture to evaporate away quickly, help you hold that down a little bit. Make sure you avoid deep mulches on poorly drained soils to discourage the development of root disease or too much water staying in the soil. When mulching red raspberries, apply the full depth of material between rows, and within rows only apply enough material to control weeds, so new canes can emerge in the spring through that thinner layer of mulch. Since organic mulches do gradually decompose, you want to make sure you are applying additional materials every year to keep the weeds under control. Strawberries, very similar. Cultivation is the most practical control measure for home gardeners. Cultivate often, but cultivate shallow to control the weeds, but not take out the strawberry plants. Hand pulling in between plants that are spaced close together may also be necessary. A good tip is when removing straw mulch on strawberries in the spring, rake the material to the aisle between plant rows. A straw mulch will help control weeds between the rows of strawberries. For more information on taking care of weeds in a variety of fruit and vegetable crops, check the ISU Extension web store or stop by the Cass County Extension office and pick up the publication Weed Management in the Home Garden. This four-page publication is fairly simple to follow. It talks about the difference between annual perennial weeds, site selection for new plantings, and preparation for maximum weed control. Also talks about the different methods of weed control, mulching, hand pulling, and also because we know that many of the organic mulches that we put down, such as grass, hay, straw, leaves, wood shavings, and things like that, do actually decompose. There's also a good section on the fertilizer value of different types of mulches. Obviously, if you repeatedly mulch an area year over year, the bottom layer of that material will begin to decompose and actually add some nutrients back to the soil. So there's certainly an added benefit of going with an organic decomposable type of mulch. They also have a section in this publication that discusses the types of synthetic mulches that may be used around plants, such as the plastic method, or other things that you might be able to buy at garden stores to keep weeds down in plantings. And finally, a little bit of discussion on the back about types of herbicides and timing of application of herbicides in vegetable crops, as well as some of the cautions that you may want to consider when applying herbicides or chemicals to vegetable gardens. Also, a few pieces from the Yard and Garden Frequently Asked Questions section at the ISU Horticulture Extension website. One interesting discussion on newspapers being used as mulch in the vegetable garden. Shredded or whole newspaper sheets may be used as mulch in the vegetable garden. Most newspapers use organic inks, so gardeners need not worry about contamination from the ink in these newspapers. If you do decide to use newspaper sheets as a mulch in your garden, place a layer of 2 to 4 sheets between the plant rows in the garden. Water them down well or apply them wet so they stick to one another and stick to the soil surface. And then place a layer of dry grass clippings, shredded leaves, or straw over the newspaper to prevent them drying out or blowing away. But that wet newspaper will cling to the soil and do a very nice job of shading out many of the weeds that you want to keep, especially if you have rows in your vegetable garden that you are wanting to keep nice and clean from all of those weeds. Again, all of this information is available on the ISU Extension website. You can go to the ISU Extension store and search by the type of vegetable you're wanting to plant, or just search in general for weed control. You're also always welcome to stop by the Cass County Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-1132, and we would be happy to send you a copy of any of these publications. For now, that's our discussion about weeds. We'll look forward to chatting more next week. Until then, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.